Jim, after three quarters, is that how you saw this game ending?
You know, I think there's one thing that you can say about this team, and that's that we have a lot of heart and we have a lot of courage. We're going to fight to the end, and we're going to continue to believe. And you know, that's my fault that we were in that position in the first place. You know, I just got to play better in the first three quarters, so we don't have to make that comeback in the fourth.
What is it about this place? I mean, high school, college, and now in the pros.
You know, it's a good stadium. I enjoy playing here, and you know, didn't think it was going to be like that today, but. You know, sometimes you got to find a way and keep believing and keep fighting, and that's what we did. So that was something special. But this field is got a lot of good memories here.
When did you feel it turning? When did you feel the game turning in your favor? Your three and a half quarters, things look pretty good.
I mean, there were several drives early in the game. You know, I felt we had a lot of momentum, and you know, just either one thing, you know, overthrow somebody or you know, take a sack or something, and. You know, and we wouldn't be able to convert on that third down. And so I felt that momentum the whole game, and it was just like, man, it's not happening. And, you know, we just kept being positive on the sidelines, and, you know, everybody was still believing, and we kept fighting. And I think we wanted it. We wanted it a lot at the end, and we believed that we could come back. And I'm so proud of those guys, and I'm very blessed that they believed in me. For more than 60 minutes that we could pull this one out.
What does a win like this do for you personally, with this being your first start this year?
Well, it means a lot, but more than anything, it's just one game, and it's one win, and we got to get better, we got to get a lot better, and improve, and find a way to try to get a few more.
You said you always believe, but for 55 minutes, when's the last time?
Well, last time we've been that ineffective for 55 minutes, you know, I'm not sure, but, you know, 2 weeks ago when we were playing the Chargers, you know, we thought we were going to make that comeback, and we felt just a little bit short, so I think we just improved a little bit in the last few minutes, and we're able to finish this one a little bit better.
Tim, you said that the team kept believing. Were there points, though, where your confidence in yourself wavered somewhat? You were missing receivers?
You know, that's something as a football player, as an athlete, in whatever you do, you can't lose confidence in yourself, because if you do, you know, then you've lost already. And you know, I kept believing. More importantly, I kept believing the people around me that eventually, you know, we were going to be able to start getting things going. And you know, eventually we did. And it started with, you know, little bits, and then we started getting chunks. But you know, we kept going. And I think that's a great thing about football is, you know, sometimes, you know, it's one of the great lessons that you learn in football. Is, you know, that courage to keep fighting. You know, when you're down, when you get knocked down over and over again, are you going to keep getting up? And, you know, I was proud of our team that we kept getting up. And, you know, our defense, you know, kept us in it for the last few minutes. And, you know, we made a few things happen. And then we were blessed to get that onside kick. And, you know, just kept going.
Because you personally have done it before, does that help you?
You know, I think that does give you extra confidence when you've been able to have, you know, come from behind win or bad things and turn them into something good. I think it definitely helps. But more than anything, I think what really helps is when you believe in the people around you and the guy next to you, that you're all in this fight together and your brothers in arms, and you're going to continue to fight till the end.
Can we talk about the two-point conversion play a little bit? Coach said he had options on that play, and what did he see?
Well, before the timeout, we came out in the same sort of play, but we have quite a few options off of it. And, you know, if they had that look, I would have been in a different play, and who knows what would happen. But then they called the timeout. We came back out. They came out in a different look and kind of walked their two backers on the outside, and we had a run called to the left. You know, I didn't like that, so I wanted to go, you know, follow Zane around the right end, and, you know, Coop blocked down, great block, and Zane pulled around. I just followed them, and, you know, it was a great play call by Coach McCoy, and then the offensive line did a great job.
When you walked up to the offensive line right before, is that, you know, what were you telling them?
Before what?
Before that two-point conversion, it seemed to me you walked up to the right side of your line and said something.
You know, we had that opportunity 2 weeks ago. It came a little bit short. I think we got better. I got better, and we were able to make that play this week. And we believed. And I know I keep saying that, but I don't know how many times it was said to me, and I said it to other guys throughout the game. And I think that was the, you know, at least what I took away from the biggest thing from the game.
Are you better when you react rather than
think? You know, I'm not sure, probably, you know. So, you know, who knows, but you know, just got to start faster.
Tim, does this kind of game embody what being a Christian is all about?
Do what?
Does this game, this type of game embody what being a Christian is all about? Everything around you is down.
Well, you know, I think that your faith should play a part in how you play the game, and definitely plays a part in how I play the game, because it's never as good as it seems, it's never as bad as it seems, and no matter what, the sun's going to get it, come up tomorrow, and at the end of the day, it's just a game. So more than anything, my faith plays a part that I know that there are more important things than winning that game.
You
know, like Garrett, the you know, the kid that we were here with dreams come true today, you know, the kid that I was spending time with before the game, he's more important, and that putting that smile on his face before the game, that was more important than winning the game. And I think that's the perspective that my faith gives me in something like this.
How would you describe how you played the first 55 minutes?
Need to get a lot better, that's for sure.
Tim, was there a point in that fourth quarter where the game kind of slowed down, down 15 points? And
no, it really wasn't, you know, anything big. It was like one thing here, and then, you know, stepping too far up in the pocket here, or, you know, just little things. And that's what was so frustrating, is we were so close to executing, having good drives. And, you know, at one drive, we practically ran the ball all the way down to the 20 and then got stopped on the third and one, you know. And then we were driving a few other times, and, you know, silly things happen. So that's just my job as a quarterback to correct it. And, you know, I believe we'll put in the work to do that.
Did you notice all the Gator fans at the end?
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of Gator fans here, and you know, Gator fans, they're everywhere, because Gator Nation's everywhere, and they always come out to support.
Is there any significance to doing it on this day, though, the fact that they had the ceremony and everything, and talk to Coach Meyer, see any guys?
I mean, that was awesome to have Coach Meyer here and see Coach Meyer, but just because we're personally really close. But no, the ceremony was very nice, but at the end of the day, you know, still going to be upset if we lost and excited if we won. That wasn't going to change it. So, you know, that was very nice that they honored our team, but I was not focused on that at all.
Tim, on the receivers that you missed, are those throwing mechanics that you can fix? Or how would you explain what was happening?
You know, it depends what play. A few of them, I was probably being a little too safe and cautious and throwing the ball away quite a few times when I need to, you know, probably try to, you know, fit more of those in. But, you know, we were keeping it close, so you're just hoping we were going to be able to move the ball without trying to force some of that. So, you know, I think we did, for the most part, do a good job of not forcing things, throwing it into traffic, things like that. You know, a few throws, you know, I should have made that I just missed. You know, I think also that comes with timing. You know, the one that comes to mind was I had Decker on kind of a corner post, and I had to let it go early, and you know, I put it on a different angle than I thought he was going to be on, which was 100% my fault. It's just something I got to get better at.
Does this game help you for Detroit next week?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the experience, the opportunity to go out there and have all types of things happen, you know, good things, bad things, and everything in between. You know, you learn from that. As a team, you learn from that, and I know I will.
When did you talk to Urban today?
I talked to him a little bit before the game. I got to give him a hug after the game. Got to see him a little while last night. So.
Did he say anything after the game? Other than
you know, he was very supportive, like he's always been. And you know, he has good memories on this field too. So he, you know, he was very proud of me, and it meant a lot.
Do you think he ever doubted?
I don't think Coach Meyer's really ever doubted. I mean, I don't know if it was just this game, but I know he believes in me, which has always given me confidence.
Well, you've been frustrated. The entire offense was very conservative throughout the first half. He threw eight passes through three quarters. Was it frustrating? Did you feel limited, or were you limiting yourself, feeling your way in?
You know, that our game, we just tried to execute our game plan, and you know, we were doing it pretty well, and it was just, you know, silly things that kept holding us back. And you know, I think Coach McCoy made a great adjustment near the end to kind of go no huddle, pick up the pace, spread it out a little bit. So spread the defense out, give us a little more lanes underneath, and he made a great adjustment with that, and that was huge. You know, but I think our game plan was a good game plan. We just got to execute a little better.
Don't you feel more comfortable though in a situation like that than you do a structured, conservative?
Well,
jump around a lot more.
I got to get better with some of those things earlier in the game, with some of those reads, with some of those plays, with some of those dropbacks. You know, I think that's just my job. I need to get a little bit better with it.
Last one, Alex.
I'm good.
On Alex? Question?
Tim, you say, you and your teammates said believe all game. You will continue to have critics not believe in you moving forward. What's your message to them?
Well, you know, that'll never stop. And kind of, you know, hope it never does, because, you know, those people fuel me. I think they fuel us, and, you know, you're not always going to have everyone believe in you, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know, I got a great support staff around me. I got people in that locker room that believe in me, and that's all that matters for me.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, God. God bless.